שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר פסח.
We're reading the Passover material. This is a Rabash article called Two Opposites. You can find it on kabbalahmedia.info as article number 914, Two Opposites.
קדימה.
בית הפכים. בית הפכים.
Two opposites. There are two opposites in above reason, in mind and in heart, which is regarded as, for he desires mercy. If foreign thoughts come to a person, he should remove them from him and not listen to them at all. This is a hard work because Pharaoh, king of Egypt, afflicts them and throws foreign thoughts at them in mind and in heart. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God. This is one side by which they are rewarded with faith, meaning the exodus from Egypt. And this is regarded as a soul of Kedusha.
ומצד שני, גם נפש בלי דעת לא טוב. וצריכים
On the other hand, a soul without knowledge is not good too. And we need the knowledge of Kedusha, which is called wealth. For there is no wealth except in dat, reason. When the Creator wanted to enrich them, they did not have kilim because everything was for them above reason. So the Creator gave them the advice to borrow kilim from the Egyptians. The taking of the kilim was only so they would be able to receive a filling for the kilim, meaning answers to their questions. But once they took the answers, they immediately returned the kilim to the Egyptians, because they are going above reason. They have no questions, and they took the questions of the Egyptians only temporarily, and then returned them.
Well, we'll try to explain it. Maybe read it again first.
We'll read again article Two Opposites. There are two opposites in above reason, in mind and in heart, which is regarded as, for he desires mercy. If foreign thoughts come to a person, he should remove them from him and not listen to them at all. This is hard work, because Pharaoh, king of Egypt, afflicts them and throws foreign thoughts at them in mind and in heart. As it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God. This is one side by which they are rewarded with faith, meaning the exodus from Egypt. And this is regarded as a soul of Kedusha, holiness. On the other hand, a soul without knowledge is not good too. And we need the knowledge of Kedusha, which is called wealth. For there is no wealth except in dat, reason. When the Creator wanted to enrich them, they did not have kelim, vessels, because everything was for them above reason. So the Creator gave them the advice to borrow kelim from the Egyptians. The taking of the kelim was only so they would be able to receive a filling for the kelim, meaning answers to their questions. But once they took the answers, they immediately returned the kelim to the Egyptians, because they are going above reason. They have no questions, and they took the questions of the Egyptians only temporarily, and then returned them.
אחר כך.
יש לנו גם כן דוגמאות כאלה בעולם.
We also have such examples in our world. They say people who love one another, they also must fight a little. Because after the fight, the argument, they connect, their connection becomes stronger. Gives taste to the connection. If you don't fight, if you don't get mad at one another, the connection is also not so strong, but rather like a diplomatic connection. When you handle each other with gloves. So there's an action on the way wherein we intentionally awaken the will to receive. Of course, it is in order to receive still, it's uncorrected. And we awaken it a little bit to draw correction over it. And then we awaken it a little more in order to draw additional correction. And by this, we correct it more and more, meaning we desire the corrections, the renewal of the connection of the love. But reluctantly, what do we do? We do it over the fighting, the distancing, the friction. That's how it works, because we are created beings. We can feel love and connection only on top of their opposites. We can't feel one phenomenon. But if we have two phenomena, one for, one against, between them, we can feel the connection, the force. We always measure it between two elements. We cannot measure one thing, the Creator. He is instead of one love, one connection. There is nothing other than it, than that. Whereas we can measure our things only out of disconnection, connection, distance, nearing. So as the article says, it's called two opposites. This is how we need to advance. So if we are moving forward, we are marching left and right, left and right. We're not hopping on one foot. Rather, when we heard on one, well, standing on one leg, don't do to your friend that which you hate, or love your friend as yourself, but to do them on one leg is impossible. We need to awaken the uncorrected side and add it to the corrected side. Uncorrected side and add it to the corrected side. And that's our work. Until we transfer all the bad into the good. Then we reach complete adhesion with the Creator.
Latin 6.
Questions, Latin 6.
¿Qué significa que no tenían preguntas?
What does it mean that they had no questions?
Because there's no evil inclination. I'd say we've reached a state where I'm connected, I'm loving, I have nothing more to do. What can I do? This is a terrible thing. If you don't have renewal, you also cannot feel the good, because the good is felt only on top of the bad. The bad is revealed, then the good is revealed. Bad is revealed, then the good is revealed. You cannot have one without the other. Even in foods, it's the simplest thing. We cannot distinguish certain foods unless, or certain flavors, unless you have one against the other. You saw how they make good candy or good cake. They pour some cognac, whiskey into it. How can it be? Because you can't discern those special flavors unless you create something that that is opposite them. That's in everything. So, how do we speak about connection and love? To the extent there is hate inside and we were able to overcome it, there was strife and quarrels, and we rose above them, and accordingly we found love.
Toronto 1.
Clear? Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Такой вопрос. Вот если мы преодолели отчуждение, ненависть.
Question is this. If we have overcame the distance and hatred towards friends, and we rose above reason and achieved some connection, maybe close to love, then this feeling that we This feeling of distance disappears, or I always have to remember how I hated him and so on, or with regards to connection.
The feeling of the distance disappears, and together with that, the feeling of connection disappears. Hence, we have to scrutinize and renew both. Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро. Скажите, а вот...
Good morning, Rav. These states... They appear in the friends artificially? Or...
It doesn't matter in what way they appear, as long as they appear. If they don't, you have to awaken them. You have to awaken them. And that's why it's written, it says, Matzah and Meriva, Matzah and Strife. Here it's written about two opposites. We are also with you here in the state of the coronavirus. We see the problems, troubles, fears, anxieties, all sorts of things. Together with that, we have to reveal connection and love. And you cannot have one without the other. The creature cannot feel only one thing, one phenomenon. Creature meaning man. Moldova.
Вопрос в том, что когда я раскрываю ненависть к товарищам или группе, я должен приложить усилия, чтобы над этим.
When I discover hatred towards the friends or the group, I need to make efforts to rise above that, or I need to recognize that I cannot do it and I must turn to the Creator.
No, you have to. That's on the condition that you have connection with the friends. And together with them, you go and you perform actions. You are searching like when you are searching for the chametz, for the leaven during the evening of Passover. We don't know, but there's a custom where we place
pirurim shel lechem. We
place crumbs of bread around the house, and then we look for them. And is there any more hiding in the corners? That's what we look for. Same as we do in the group. We look for what else can we correct. We understand we're doing it for the sake of correction.
Let's
say I don't like something. Look at Niv. Look at this, this beautiful looking guy. Look how he looks at everything so naively. Like as if there's nothing bad about him. But inside there's a snake. Look at him. Oh. No, he looks like a snake. So we awaken such an attitude towards one another on purpose. We look for it, but for the sake of the correction. That's why it's clothed in the correction. When I come to say something to Niv, in what is he misbehaving? Then I do it with the light of love, in order to strengthen the love. So all transgressions will be covered by love, in order to increase the love. We need more transgressions. Consequently, my attitude is not towards corruption, but towards correction. And that's how we advance towards the Creator. Okay.
Tel Aviv 2.
Good morning, Rav. If I understood correctly, we need the conflicts, the opposites. We don't advance on one foot. So, did I understand correctly? The oppositions are the walls of the Kli, and in it, then the light can enter and connect us inside.
You're saying it correctly.
Thank you.
אז אתה אומר שאנחנו צריכים להסתכל קצת להסתכל כל הזמן אחורה ולראות איזה רע אנחנו יכולים
The state that you talked about, does it mean that we need to look backwards and see the evil that we need to collect? In short, this evil that you talk about, it feels like we don't have enough of it. Well, what do we do?
The evil comes from us, and the good, the love, comes from the Creator. Hence, I awaken my bad, and I'm asking the Creator for correction to bring me the good. This is the meaning of I awaken the dawn, and it's not the dawn that awakens me. This is how we advance towards the Creator. When I can come to Him only with a request, give me the strength of bestowal, strength of love, to love, the strength to overcome my evil. I need to bring Him my evil like that. Look at this evil. Bring me correction, bring me fulfillment. I can't remain with this evil. And when we demand it from Him in this way, we delight Him. This is the only pleasure we can cause Him.
Yeah, I'm saying that still there's not enough evil to understand, to recognize the evil, to awaken the love.
If there's not enough evil to awaken the love, you're not connected with the friends enough. If you're looking for the dirt between you, in order to increase the love, then the dirt is also holy. It's desirable. By awakening the bad, you feel pleasure. Because the next moment, love has to appear. You're happy about it. You feel the taste, like you add some pepper and salt to the food, without which you cannot eat them.
It's written in the article that we take the questions from the Egyptians and then also give it back to them. What does it mean to take it, and what does it mean to give it back?
The will to receive remains, but the intention to receive is corrected by the light to become in order to bestow. That's it.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno Clim Mondiale.
Io anche per me non è chiaro.
La Ravel, a world kli. I too am not clear about the borrowing the vessels from the Egyptians. It's like the text wants to tell us that these vessels are not ours, and that it's not our desire to receive. So, why doesn't the text say to awaken our will to receive and uses this language?
The language might change from place to place, but you should understand the fact, because we're talking about science. Science, that's how it is in nature. You can't do anything about it. Whether you talk about it this way or that way, that doesn't change nature. The will to receive is the will to receive. There's nothing bad about it or good. It's simply the will to receive. Good or bad is dictated by the intention you add to it. This intention exists only with humans. They can change the intention. So each time we awaken the will to receive with the corrupt intention in order to receive, in order to correct the intention so it will become to bestow. That's it. There's nothing to add here. Belarus.
No, Belarus. Не слышно. Тов. Челябинск.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Простите, пожалуйста, вот стоит ли специально играючи ссориться в группе, чтобы пробудить обратную сторону?
Hello, Rob. Please tell us.
Почувствовать зависимость вот так вот друг от друга.
Is it worthwhile to awaken the negative side of the Torah on purpose? The posterior of the Torah?
I don't understand your question, but let's say that it is possible. Do it. Do it and see. What does it mean to feel dependency in one another? Of course we need to come to it. We're all dependent on one another. If we want to be dependent, interdependent in the Ten, we will never discover the Creator. We need to come to be as one in the Ten, as one. Shatter all the barriers between us. To that extent, we discover the Creator between us. To the extent we cancel those barriers. Moscow 6.
Раф, вы сказали, возбуждаем желание получать именно в себе. Или мы возбуждаем...
Раф, you said that we are awakening the will to receive within us. Or are we awakening the will to receive in the ten, in the friends in the ten? Because we know each and everyone's weaknesses and we can pressure them, but are we awakening our own desire? Can you elaborate?
No, I cannot elaborate on it. You have to do it in the ten between you. But I'll just say one thing, and it's important. It's an important thing. Before everything, if you're going to reveal the evil, you're going to reveal the evil in order to correct it into good and feel additional love there, additional connection. I'm going to connect with a friend. In order to connect with them, I need to see where I'm disconnected from them, in order to turn this desire, this place, into a place of connection. And that's my intention from the outset. That's how it is. I'm going to embrace the friends, but in order to embrace them, I need to see where I'm not in it. And when I discover that I'm not in it, I'm asking the Creator to do it. Not that I do it by myself. I want the Creator to do it. We need Him in the middle between us.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria?
Что такое состояние Хефец Кесет практически в десятке?
What is the state of Chafetz Chesed practically in the ten?
It's a state where I want nothing for myself, but only the friends and the Creator. Chafetz Chesed. Chafetz means desires, only giving. Chasadim. I yearn for it. Okay, I'm left with my beloved student in Kiev 1.
Здравствуйте, мой любимый учитель. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот если вот эти вот...
Hello, my beloved teacher, please tell me. If those two opposites, according to the article, those contradictions. So the first state is Chafetz Chesed, and the second state is when we join the vessels of the Egyptians. So the question is, what are the relationships, the connection between these two states? What's the relation between them? How much time you need to put into the first state and then the second?
I can't tell you. You will scrutinize it during when you work. It depends on each and everyone's soul, the state in the group, in each and everyone. Then you will see. How much to invest, you'll see on the spot. As much as you invest, you invest. The important thing is without limits. In each and every action, all the way. What does it mean all the way? Without end.
Please tell me. And now he writes that they gave the vessels back to the Egyptians. When we borrow them, these opposites, that's clear. But what does it mean that we give it back to the Egyptians?
It means that we get the will to receive and we acquire the intention to bestow over it. Then, of course, we don't need all those all that information. Rather, for the important thing for us to be in bestowal, the force of the reflected light, where we receive the revelation of the Creator in the connection with Him. He wants to be more precise about it, but I don't want to get into it. It's like what we learn in the Partsuf. Why is it not enough for me to have the Rosh of the Partsuf, where the direct light clothes in the reflected light? But then, from the Rosh, he has to go to the goof of the Patsuf. What's the difference between the Rosh and the goof? One is in potential, one is in practice. Do I need to have it in practice? I need to have it in practice only to know for certain that I've made the correct calculation in the Rosh. Chaver.
Rav, what do you mean by breaking down the boundaries between us? What are actually those boundaries that we have to break down? I don't understand.
Speak a little more briefly, be more concise. The partitions between us are the intention to receive that each and every one has. Niv, let's sing a song and move on.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na.
To rise, all as one begin to rise.